Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
No.
No, same.
Not even a little bit.
I'm fucking dreading it.
I just don't even know what to buy for people, that's the thing.
I know, same.
It just doesn't feel like...
It doesn't feel like Christmas.
No, it doesn't feel like Christmas.
Maybe it's because I'm not working in retail this year.
See, I used to think, right, it used to get so busy that it would just be Christmas and then you'd just be like, eh. Do you know?
No, it always made me so excited. I was very excited.
Really?
Very excited.
Very excited much.
Very excited. Yeah. I liked it very excited. Hello, and you're very welcome along to The Unpopular Opinion. My name is Jen.
And I'm Carla.
And this week we are talking about retail.
Retail, retail workers, retail jobs.
Yes.
Everything to do with retail.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is actually listener suggested, knowing that me and Jen have strong retail backgrounds.
We do.
Jen still works in retail.
Yeah.
I fortunately, for me, got out of the loop.
Oh, you're so
out of the matrix. I achieved out of the matrix, but still work retail based ish. And yeah, I mean, I think the big thing with retail at the moment is like offline versus online.
Oh,
that's like the kind of the hot topic. So obviously you have your Topshop store is closing, your like Arcadia Group is kind of
on the brink,
yeah. Which is your Miss Selfridge, your what's Arcadia,
Darcy
Miss Selfridge,
Perkins,
Darcy Perkins,
Bortons,
Burton Evans, all that. Jesus, they own a lot. They have a monopoly.
Yeah, they do.
But then when it falls fucking flat.
That's it. The higher you are, the further you fall.
And all that jazz.
And all that jazz.
And all that baby cakes.
Did you fucking hate working in retail? Let's get down to it.
Did you fucking hate it? I loved it when it was busy.
Yeah.
So before the internet boom really hit, because let's not lie, internet shopping's been a big thing in the, like from 2005 onwards, it's kind of gotten bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
And then, but Ireland really didn't. Well, what I noticed is that 2015 was the last big brick and mortar retail year.
Say again?
So, brick and mortar, shop.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the last big retail year when I could see that people were flooding the shops and buying and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
2015 was like the last time that I was like, wow.
Right.
This is mental. Do you know?
See, I always find... Well, maybe it's because mine is kind of different. It's pharmacy.
Yeah.
That people tend to, like, yeah, okay, you do have your online bits now. There is, like, Lloyd's will have a delivery service. There's probably a few of them that have a delivery service. Well, I'm just in a good old-fashioned, family-run pharmacy. So, like, we don't have, like, the furthest we have now is an app where you can order your prescription, but we don't have, like, that much of an online presence.
Presence, yeah.
So, like... People come into us.
Yeah, see, I worked for Boots for years as well. I worked for Boots, I worked for Lush, I worked for Victoria's Secret when I was in the US. So I worked for a few different bits. Of, like, I mean, I was in retail for a very long time. I worked for my mum as well. She had clothes shops and I used to work there.
Yeah.
And I just hated humans. I hated them so much, Jen.
There are a few. Yeah.
I hate people.
I did a video on the trials and tribulations of the stupidity of some people.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I saw that. I was so fucking funny.
So we did it.
Is that the one with Emma Doran's in it? Yeah.
We did it in a news agency.
Yeah. How did you even think that?
That was.
It's so creative. And so creative.
Stop.
You're so creative. It's crazy.
There's a. Did I do a video before? I can't remember how it even came about, but we had a fella. I don't even think it's open anymore. It was Clever Boys in Finglas. He offered us the shop if we ever wanted to do a video. And I was like, hang on a minute. Let's try and think of an idea for this.
Yeah.
And the trials and tribulations of retail with Bourne. And myself and Emma decided to go over and do it. And like, that was just kind of a news agent set up. So like, when people go in and they're like talking on the phone and you're trying to ask some questions and they're like, here, check me 20 million lotto tickets and, you know, like...
Yeah.
It's on Facebook, but like so many people related to it.
Yes,
it was crazy.
Oh, because I think whether you're working in a news agent when you were a kid or, you know, working in a pub, you're from retailing pints, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's still kind of like any kind of service industry is fucking grating.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're still doing it.
Yeah, well, you see, I'm more on the dispensary side of things now, where I don't really... Like, there will be front of shop staff.
Yeah.
And then there's dispensary staff.
Yeah.
So I do a lot of admin, a lot of patient files, and a lot of prescriptions. So I'm not really on that side. Now, I still serve customers, and I still have interactions with people. And it's not, like, the majority, in fairness... Because I know a few of you listen to this podcast, and thank you very much. But the majority are absolutely fine, but you do get the odd ones, and it's like, oh my God, seriously. It's basic rudeness with a lot of customers, isn't it? When they're on the phone, and you're trying, like, especially in a pharmacy, it's kind of it's a place where you kind of need to explain something. Do you know what I mean? Like, you need to explain the medication to them.
Yeah.
You need to be asking them questions about their symptoms. And they're on the phone. And you're like, seriously? And it's almost like you're an inconvenience to them.
That's the thing. I think because we've become kind of like so... We're so used to getting everything we want now, don't we? Like, we're so like... It's this whole sold out mentality as well where, you know, people go fucking mental if they don't get what they want.
And
it becomes your problem and you inherit it, and it's just really difficult to try and kind of navigate, I suppose.
Yeah.
Especially when you're dealing with somebody who has that temper. But what I realised is that people were only getting ruder, they weren't getting nicer.
Yeah.
They were only getting ruder from when I started, and I don't know if that was my tolerance level or my patience, but like, I can see why there is issues with, you know, people one on one, and like, it's so hard not to get smart. It's so hard not to get smart.
Oh, it is. Like, I would, like, if somebody didn't say please or thank you, like, if they just grabbed whatever they were buying off the thing and didn't even say, like, thank you, bye.
Yeah.
I would literally, I would just like, you're welcome, have a good day, see you now. Make a big deal of the fact that they didn't. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, from a consumer standpoint, I try and just be as polite as possible. Even if I'm on, like, I never minded people being on the phone. I know that's a big issue for people, but I never gave a fuck. It actually made my job a bit easier. They didn't try and fucking shy talk me.
I suppose. Well, it's different, I suppose, in my kind of situation where I have to be asking them, like, you know, is this for you? Have you tried?
Get off the fucking phone.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just, it comes down to basic manners sometimes. So, as well, do you know what I mean? Like, hang up the fucking phone. Or, do you know what? I cannot stand... is when somebody walks into the shop and starts to make a phone call as they're walking in. It's like, hang on a fucking minute. You're doing this intentionally. And you're not even asking them what they want in the shop.
Yeah.
It's something completely different. Do you know what I mean? That could probably fucking wait. It doesn't sound like an emergency, hon.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's really sound like to be like an emergency.
Mm. Yeah, it's all right, Rachel, I know. Yeah. Like, one of these kind of fucking conversations that you know,
hold on a second. 18 packs of sulfagene.
Yeah.
Go on, Laura. What were you saying?
Go on.
Sorry, what? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Hold on. what?
Yeah. Oh no, it's just, it's one of those things. And then not saying please or thank you or not understanding the system is another thing that annoys me. Well, you see, like that, it's very specific to pharmacy because a lot of the stuff is like government run. It's like HSE run.
Yeah.
And there are rules where, say, like the drugs payment scheme or the long-term illness scheme or the medical card scheme, stuff isn't covered, stuff like that. And you're trying to tell the people, like, sorry, that's not covered, you'd have to pay for that. And then they're giving out to you and it's like, no, actually it's the HSE. And, you know, but it's kind of like that know-it-all mentality, like the customer's always right. And it's like, no, sorry, you're not always right.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Yeah, you actually don't understand how this works, do you?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I feel like people have been spread such lies as well about, like, what they're entitled to as a consumer.
Yeah. Like, this whole shit coming in with no receipt, looking to...
And, like, returns.
Yeah.
And fucking any of that shite.
What, was there... Am I right in saying, or did I just pull this out of the fucking sky, that there was uproar not recently, maybe it was a year or two ago, when Penny's implemented something about needing a receipt? Like, there was a time when it was quite lax. And it was like, you could go up to customer service and say, hey, I bought this last week. Sarah's lost a receipt. Can I get an exchange for it? And then, like, there was one, there was, like, a no-tolerance policy brought in by Penny's. And people were going apeshit over it. And it was like, hang on a minute. You could literally bring in an old Penny's bag, take something off the fucking rail and bring it up to customer service. Of course you need a fucking receipt. That'd be stupid.
Yeah. Like, whatever about exchange.
I know, but still.
Really?
You could bring in an old Penny's bag.
Sorry, yeah, but yeah.
Take something off the fucking rail and then go up. Do you know what I mean? But there was uproar recently. Maybe I'm just pulling this from the sky, but I thought there was a big thing on like a radio talk show about this before. And I was like, hang on a fucking minute. What?
Probably stole it off a tweet off
Where do you think? Yeah, it's probably Niall Boylan or something. Yeah. But no, there was uproar about it. And I was like, why were we so lax about this before? It was so fucking, that's so easy to do that. Go in with now battered Penny's bag, acting like you have
rallied out of it, or even just buy like a fucking thing of cotton buds and ask for a bag.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, it's such a weird one. I'm notorious for having no patience. Like, my patience level is just fucking non-existent. Like, and it is really bad. It is something that I need to work on. But like, I will say, I do find some people just make it more difficult for you to shop.
There are Karens.
There are.
Sorry to any Karens out there, but...
Yeah.
We're just using this as an example name. Karen has a bob. Oh. And Karen always wants to see the manager.
She does always. And my favourite is, have you ever seen the one and it's like Kevin Spacey with a Kevin Spacey mask on?
No.
And he takes it off and it's him. And it's like when somebody asks to see the manager, not knowing that the manager is me.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just him taking off the mask and it's like, hello. But in the opposite way, like... I find sometimes when you're trying to get a result, there's procedures there and you're kind of like, how would that be helpful to anybody? For example, let me tell you now.
Okay.
My sister, or this will be published after Christmas, so I've no problem saying it. My sister bought my dad an Apple Watch.
Okay.
Not that Ray's listening to this.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I don't know if this book is 10 like, days away.
Yeah, but then I was like, yeah. My sister bought my dad an Apple Watch. Online on Currys.
Yeah.
And she got sent a Quran. What? A Quran.
Like an Islamic Bible.
Yeah. So they got there because she thought it was my aunt works with my dad.
From Currys. Oh fuck.
My aunt works with my dad and So my aunt got it in and was like, do you want me to double check that everything's okay? Because we like Ray's office is like the fucking hub for the misguided parcels and all. Do you know what I mean? He's like bleeding. It's like a post office there. It's like always stuff going in and out or whatever. And especially with her daughter. So she was like, do you want me to double check? Do you want me to have a look? And Amy was like, yeah, just open it there and check that everything's grand. So they opened it and it was a Quran.
Instead of an Apple Watch.
So I was like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
And Amy was like, yeah, that is fucking weird. So they took photos of it or whatever because they thought it was kind of funny. It is kind of funny.
Yeah.
But now Currys are just not having a bar of it.
What?
They're like, no, we just bounced an Apple Watch. And she's like, but I received a Quran. And they're like, oh yeah, well, we're going to have to investigate this and it'll take 10 days. And she's like, that's cool. I still don't have an Apple Watch though.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, that's not our problem.
Corey's, you're very bold.
I know. So I'm kind of like, that's kind of like a pit of online shopping, you know? Yeah. And I mean, we've all seen it where people order stuff off AliExpress and then all of a sudden it fucking arrives and it's like for a doll. You know, yeah, stuff like that. But like, there is kind of shit like that that you do, and you're kind of like, why is that a process?
Yeah.
I'd be like, so. And I get that they're like, well, we dispensed it or we dispatched it. Okay, cool. But I have a photo here.
Yeah.
Of your box and your everything with a fucking Quran in it. Now, I get it that people could take out the Apple Watch, put a fucking Quran in, take a photo, and do whatever.
See, that's
but like, there is kind of some level of being like, what?
Yeah, what do you do in that case?
What do you do in that situation? She's like, well, it's Christmas next week and he needs a fucking Apple Watch, so if you don't mind.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of like one of those things, like, I know this is absolutely not the same thing, but it's kind of one of those things, like, what do I do in this situation?
Yeah.
Remember we were being...
You feel helpless.
Remember we were being accused of being bloggers unveiled?
Yeah.
I was like, how do you prove that you're not?
Yeah. Yeah, like, exactly.
Do you know
like,
what I mean?
How do you just be like, I'm not, though? And then everyone's like, okay.
Yeah, but prove
like,
it.
No, but I'm
hell.
Not. And you're like, boy, I haven't.
Yeah, exactly. How
and
the
they're
fuck
like,
you...
okay. And you're like, no, seriously, I haven't.
That is such a hard thing because she obviously could have taken out the watch and put a grand in it herself. So how do you prove that you didn't do that?
Yeah, because like no, in all fairness, Amy, she's gas walker, but like, she's just like, it obviously wasn't me.
Yeah.
And I was like, obviously, Amy. I don't even... She was spelling a Karen instead of Quran. Someone put a Karen in it. I was like, they did a what? So I called you and she's like, they put a Quran in it.
Why?
I was like, oh, Amy, no, hey. Hey, shit one. Hey, shit one, babes. Oh, no, hey, that's fucking shit, babe.
I wouldn't even know where to get my hands on a Quran to put
but
it
I
in
I was like,
box.
Is that a message?
Yeah, what the fuck?
What is that? What is that supposed to mean?
Is it? You know, the way that they have special books that they store guns in like films? Is the Apple Watch in the Quran?
Is it?
Did she open the Quran?
She opened the Quran. Has she looked at the Quran? I was like, she just gave Ray the Quran. Sure, fuck it, like.
It's so random.
But then I'm like, there's so many things here. Was it like a weird thing that someone did, or was it a like...
Was the seal broken, or like, what the fuck?
You know, I didn't actually see it. I must ask her for the photos. I just thought it was fucking gas.
It is fucking gas.
I thought it was so funny. She was so angry, and I just thought it was so fucking funny. I just thought it was hilarious, like. And I was like, would you call Tom there and tell him?
Yeah.
She's like, nay. Nay, not doing that.
Fucking love it.
I was like, I go on, give him a tinkle. He'll fucking love that. Then I was like, anyway, back to the fact that you've no Apple Watch. This is not good.
No, that's bad news.
I know, that's not good. But like, it was kind of funny. But then it's like, yeah, how do you prove?
How do you prove?
You're like, but I didn't.
Yeah.
And like, Amy was like, Carla, I clearly am not lying. I'm not a weirdo. Yeah. It's like, obviously, but like, they don't know that you're not a weirdo. Like,
what do you do in that situation if you're like the customer service representative? Like, where do you even begin?
I know. So I did. And she was like, they're just being so rude on the phone. I was like, yeah, but Amy, like, you know your innocence, but they don't.
Yeah.
Because it is a bit of a bizarre thing to happen.
Yeah. So obviously, somewhere along the line, somebody stole the Apple Watch.
And popped a Quran in there instead.
Popped a Quran.
Like, was it for a reaction or because they had one on them?
Was it
used? Was it a brand new Quran? Were they trying to, you know...
Was it, yeah.
Say, maybe have
a
look, have
a
read. Was it a worker? Because obviously that would have been packed in the warehouse.
Yeah.
You know?
So many possibilities.
So many questions. I'd love to just know who and why.
We need to follow up on this when you find out.
Yeah,
what
I'll update everybody on the Quran. Yeah, I'll update everybody on that situation. What are your biggest pros, I will say, to working in retail?
Oh God, I'm
okay. Cool.
Struggling. Like, pay's not great.
Mm-mm.
It's when it's not busy.
Pros, Jen. Pros. Like, pros. Okay.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many cons. Not, that's not that bad. Like, I suppose if you're a people person, which I'm not most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's good to, you know.
I think it's like, I loved sales. I loved selling because that was my favourite thing to do.
Did you?
Yeah, I love Targets. I'm really like that way driven. Yeah,
weird.
Yeah, I love it. Like,
yeah. When I hear sales, I'm like, ugh.
No, when people hear like Targets, they get like, they flinch. I'm literally like, yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
You hook it to me veins.
And like, I just loved it. I think that's why I love my job for so long.
No. No, no pros at all. I should really get over it.
Yeah, I was supposed to say, really, Jen, I'm really starting to wonder.
Well, you see, I'm not really on that kind of side of it anymore. I'm more so in the back. Love a bit of admin.
Do you?
I do.
You love the background.
I love a bit of admin. Keeps me pottering away, busy.
Yeah. So I have a little article here, and it's like 13 things that nobody understands about work in retail.
Okay.
The first thing, being rude to me won't get you anywhere.
That's very true. People tend to retaliate.
Yeah.
Like, I would, if you're actively rude to me, I will go out my way to not fucking help you.
But I think it's about that way of like delivering a message that's not from you, it's from the retailer. And I think that's where people get confused. It's like, I really couldn't give a flying fuck about your prescription.
Mm.
But I can't change it, you know?
Yeah.
This isn't a thing I can do for you.
Mm.
Or I know a lot of times, like, when people try and like do returns or any of that stuff, and you're like, there is a process and I can't help you.
Yeah.
You know, you can fuck it at my face all you want, but I can't help you.
Yeah, this is policy, like.
Yeah, there's policy here.
I can't do that for you.
Yeah. I can't do literally one thing for
you. Neither can the manager, so don't even bother.
So why are you here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, why do you think the manager is going to sort everything out for you?
Yeah.
So that's one. The customer is not always right.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking no way.
And there is a line between, like, giving the customer what they want and letting the customer run amok.
Yeah. Well, you see, I think that phrase kind of came out of America. Because buy stuff, use it, and then bring it back.
Yeah, like, it's clearly used. One of the biggest things that used to fuck me off so much, and I hope she's listening. But this is a situation that had stayed with me, and it was like, so, you know, when you're like, it's so unjust.
Mm.
But when I was working in Boots, there was this woman who used to come in every single fucking day and wreck the heads of the girls on number 7 and get her makeup on. Every single day. Now, if that's what the girls and her had decided, that's totally fine, but I'm not them.
Yeah.
So one day I was working on the Smashbox counter there, and the girls weren't there, and she decided she was going to do the same to me, and I was like, yeah, no, I don't, like, it's 2 product purchase if you're getting your makeup done.
Yeah.
And she was like, but I want to try something, and I was like, that's perfectly fine. I can try it on one side and you can try it on yourself on the other side.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I was also in the middle of doing an induction with a girl. So I was like, this is really tough because I have to try not let this woman get away with getting her full face done like she tries to get done every single day.
Yeah.
And I also have to do it in a way that...
You have to set an example.
Set an example of how to, like, deal with this. So it was really... I remember, and she would just kept pushing. She was like, I'm in here all the time. Yeah, I buy loads of stuff from you. And I was like, yeah, that's grand. What do you have?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, and I can show you a few other bits or, you know, and she just... It just wasn't happening. And she was like... I just don't understand why you can't, like, you're clearly, there's two of you here just standing around doing nothing. And I was like, I'm actually in the middle of an induction. There's loads of things that we're doing here. I just don't have the time. You have to book in an appointment if you want your makeup done. If you want your makeup done, you have to book in an appointment, and you also have to redeem 2 products to get your makeup done.
Yeah.
It's so that I'm not wasting my time dealing with you when customers that do actually want help walk up.
Yeah.
It's a very easy thing to understand. But she complained then, got her daughter to write in a big letter, and she worked in the centre, still does, still's here, and they gifted her a big hamper.
Fuck's sake.
And I remember I was fucking fuming.
And did you get disciplined for it?
No, it was said to me, and I remember absolutely running riot, and my manager being like, oh fuck, and I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not doing it, I do my own thing, I work really hard. And
they should have investigated that or asked your side of it before they went and gave her a big fucking hamper.
I was fuming about that part. Yeah. I was fucking fuming about that part, but that was just part of their customer service module, you know?
Ah, fuck's sake, Smashbox.
It was actually not Smashbox, it was Boots.
Ah,
yeah, it was Boots procedure, but Smashbox were like, fuck that shit. Yeah. My area manager calling me and being like, can you explain what happened there? And I was like, oh, let me explain what happened there. She was like, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
She was like, I know what you're like. She was like, you do anything for a sale. And she was like, so you must have really... she was like, so you must have fucking really known that it wasn't...
Yeah,
I wasn't on board.
I can't understand why Boots wouldn't do it. Smashbox has gone out of Boots now.
Yeah.
Pretty
nice. The one in Blanche. It's online now.
Online.
It's online in a lot of places, yeah.
Why?
Brick and mortar ain't popping.
Yeah.
Brick and mortar ain't the one anymore. So I remember that was one of those experiences that I was just...
Yeah, that's really annoying. What's the next...
Oh, the next one, yeah.
Bulletin.
I'm still here, still raging fucking yeah, 4 years later. 4 years later, I'm still absolutely fucking fuming about that.
There's steam coming out of our ears here.
Mm-hmm. Working a retail job when all of your friends work 9 to 5 is literally the worst.
Yes. The hours are ca.
I didn't mind it.
Ah, Carla.
I'd get laugh. Back I into it.
Let's swap jobs, shall we?
No. No. I didn't mind doing like a little, I used to have my things, you know, I used to do like, because obviously I was the manager, so I did my own rotas. So I used to like, you know, do my lates, have my earlies, have my mids. So then if I was on a late, I'd book all my doctor's appointments or, you know, stuff like that. And then I used to always have a Sunday, Monday off.
Yeah.
You know, so I had like, now I get it for some people that it's not that way, but like, I liked having, what I used to have was like a Sunday was a day that me and Tom were off together.
Mm.
And then Monday was my day for me.
Yeah.
You know? Well, there's now, that's not the case.
Mm.
So I work 7 days a week now. So,
yeah.
So it's like, I liked that little part about the, although it was shit because a lot of like people, a lot of my friends were like, oh my God, I could never, ever work a weekend. And I'm like, what do people do on a Saturday though? You know, they're in the fucking shopping centre with me.
Yeah.
With their kids looking for something to do.
That's true.
So it is annoying.
Yeah. Do you think you would have enjoyed the hour so much if you weren't routing them yourself?
Beforehand, I didn't mind. When I wasn't the manager, I didn't mind.
Mm.
I just used to have my days off and that was that.
I know.
I used to work every... It was just a thing built into me that I would be working a Saturday.
There's, you know, something that pisses me off about working a Saturday. It grates on me. And like that, what else would I be doing? Do you know what I mean? I do understand your premise on that, but it does piss me off when I have to work a Saturday.
See, I used to love, like, if I had a Monday off, I'd go up to the centre on a Monday or into town. It was dead.
It's lovely having a week day off.
And I got to just float around.
You see, the way mine works is we have long days, but we only do 4 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a 4-day working week, but mm-hmm. we're working most of the day the other 4 days.
All those 4 days, yeah.
But we always have a weekday off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, yeah, and then the whole, like, the working hours around Christmas, and do you know who I feel sorry for? The people who work in Next.
Oh, stop, that's bollocks.
That's like, sick.
That is, like, I'm sorry, like, I've had this conversation a million times before. I think it should be made illegal to work on Stephen's Day over here. There's no need for it. There's absolutely no need. People, like, how bad have we gotten to the point where people have to get into a sale at 6 a.m. the day after Christmas? Like, it's so fucked.
I know.
It's start horrible. Your sale a day fucking late.
A day fucking late. Like, if everybody followed the same rule,
we'd all be fine.
But sure, Next started their sale online on Christmas Day last year.
They're losers. I'm sorry, that's fucking ridiculous. They're ridiculous. Fucking losers.
Like, my cousins were sitting there ready to go. Like, they have
kids. They're even worse for it.
Well, they have kids and they were sitting there on Christmas Day ready to go for when the sale went live online. And I just couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the fuck? Same with Zara, I think. Yeah.
Just go on AliExpress. It's all there.
Yeah. No, I just, like, I feel sorry for it because the next workers nearly have to be in at 4.
I know.
The next day.
It's
to set it all up.
Honestly, it's fucking rude.
It is so rude. And don't support it. I know the deals can be good and you, like, the early bird does catch the worm and all that, but seriously, think about it if you were to fucking have to work that.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It is. It's
don't
tough
support it. Like, and if less people went, they wouldn't fucking find a need to do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm like, it's just kind of feeding into this whole thing where, like, retail is king, like, you know?
Yeah.
Don't ever try and rat us out to a co-worker. We probably like each other more than we like you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
Yeah, they love that, don't they? Where they're like, I went over to that girl. She's very rude.
I came across a pro working in retail. Mm-hmm. Your co-workers. That's a pro.
Oh, that's a pro. Yeah. There's nothing like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
There's nothing like...
When you're all on the same wavelength.
Yeah, there is fucking nothing like it. And you can just have a moan and a bitch and it's fucking great. Like, yeah I do. That is one thing.
Although, funny enough, when I'm in a shop and I see two workers giving out about the job, I find it very unprofessional.
Well, yeah, if you do it on the floor, but, like, I mean, I used to go up to the lunchroom and be like, well...
Yeah. You know, I know, you'd never do it, like...
Yeah.
Like, you'd want to be really pissed off to be bitching about the company that you're working for, like, in front of...
Standing on the fucking counter.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. Although I'm sure people have a...
You'd want to just not give a fuck anymore.
Yeah. Oh, this isn't one of my favourite ones. I don't set the prices. Oh my yes. God, I don't set the prices. I do not set the prices. Yeah. Oh yeah, I don't do it. It's not me.
For sake.
Why do you feel the need to vent this at me?
Yeah.
Why?
And but the thing is, like, a lot of people are going, jeez, it's very expensive. I know it's not your fault, but it's very expensive.
I actually can't. This is the bane of my life.
Yeah,
well, I'd be like, stop price.
Don't buy it then.
I'd be like, fully, I'd be like, why are we having this conversation? And he'd be like, go on, you can do something. There's no little offers you can do for me there. No.
Yeah.
It couldn't hurt to ask.
That's one
thing. It could hurt to ask. You're after annoying me.
This is hilarious. I fucking find it hilarious when people ask you for a discount.
Oh, I know. They're like, ah, go on.
Mainly men from certain countries.
Gas.
Often. And it's like, they'll be like, can I have a discount? And I'm like, why? Who? And they can't answer. And then they just kind of laugh it off. I was like, it's where they were haggling at a stall.
Oh, yeah. I think there is that haggling mentality in some people. Like, and it's like, oh, can't hurt to ask. You know, had to do it. What did you think I was going to do? Yeah, I've actually got 20. I've got a 20% off coupon here.
Yeah.
They'll just pop on for you there. No bother. Yeah.
No, it's ridiculous.
I was like, the reason, but like, that's what people don't get about online. And the reason why online can do a lot more discounts and deals is because they don't have to pay people working in the shop.
That's very true, yeah.
Because they have that. And also, if it's going direct, it's going direct to that company.
Yeah.
So that whole, they're not selling into, say, Dunnes Stores, who are then selling out. So they're not, you know, getting, you know, Dunnes Stores would be buying something on a wholesaler price for them to sell out at a retail price.
Yeah.
The money goes straight to Amazon or goes straight to wherever. So they can take 20% off because that's less than they'd lose selling wholesale, you know?
Very true.
People just don't get that. It's fucking gas. I'm not flirting with you.
What?
That was one of the ones. I'm not flirting with you.
Okay.
It's very hard to be nice and smiley and helpful with men who come in alone who also try to convoy, I'm doing my job well and I am not flirting with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know that whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, no, I'm literally only being friendly with you for you to part with your money.
Yeah.
It's honestly the only reason why I'm here. I actually couldn't give a fuck, like.
I'm doing my job.
Yeah. Clopening.
Oh, I fucking hate clopening.
Clopening.
Oh,
clopening is the worst.
Anybody who doesn't know what clopening is, it means you close on one night and then you are opening the next day.
It was I remember, do you remember clopening when there was like a sale or an offer or something on?
I fucking hate clopening.
And you'd literally be like in that fucking kip until 11 p.m. and back in that fucking kip.
At nine.
And he'd be like, I feel like I never left.
Yeah.
Fully.
It's horrible.
Clopening is the worst.
Yeah.
We don't hate people. I do.
Oh.
I do.
Yeah.
I don't like people.
I hate certain people.
I just don't really like a lot of people at all, you know?
Mm.
In the back is not a real place.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not. Seriously, people think stock rooms are like the size of IKEA.
Oh, my God. Will you check in the back?
They're the size of my wardrobe.
Will you go and check in the back for me? I go on, will you pop in the back for me? No.
No. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like, I'm sorry.
It's full of old. It's like,
literally full of returns.
I did my work, one of my work experiences in Topshop. And even their stock room, it's just full of old season, like, shit, ready to go out for sale.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have overstock of anything. No. All the stock that they have
is
on the shelf.
And if I told you, I'll go and find it. I'm essentially going up, going to the Jacks, maybe having a fag,
skiving,
having a drink, having a chat with my mate, leaving you on the shop for 15 minutes. Thanks, actually.
Yeah,
Thanks for the break. Actually, yeah, I will check the back. You're dead right. You were so right. I go on, will you check the back? Oh, if you really want me to.
Yeah.
If you really fucking want me.
Stop.
Nothing makes me angrier than an unsupervised child. Well, what is that about?
And yeah, okay, yeah.
No, this used to kill me because I used to work up the front of the counters where there was chairs. Mm-hmm. And people, in particular on the benefit counter, which was beside me, used to lift their kid onto the high chair, plop them there, and then fuck off up the top of the shop to get their prescriptions.
Fuck off.
And they'd be like, now you stay there, be good to the lady.
Are you serious?
Fully. So my mate, oh my God, she was the fucking best. She used to take the child off the chair and walk them back to their mammy. poor daddy, he was unbelievable.
Oh my god,
it was so good. She didn't give a fuck.
Those chairs.
I was way too quiet for that. So I used to get her to do it for me as well.
Those chairs are like fucking death traps, though.
They're the worst. They're so unstable. Like, they're literally made for people to be able to sit down quickly and get back up quickly. Yeah. Like, they're not made for you to be sitting there having a luxury time.
Or a kid to be swinging around on.
Or a kid to be flying around in them. No, absolutely not. Like,
we have a waiting chair as well in work, and it's like, it's kind of like a fun shape. It's a circle, but it has like splits in it, but it's nearly like a jungle gym. Like, a kid would see that as a jungle gym.
Yeah.
And they do, they climb up into the middle of it, and you'd have mommy or daddy walking around the shop looking at the child going, that's grand.
Just being like super.
Yeah. It's like, we
have, and I get it, like sometimes when you have kids you just can't wait to get them away from you, but please, like, put them somewhere else. Do not put them,
like, don't put them at risk in a place where you're going to probably want to sue us if they fall off and break their head.
And I remember one kid, I found him eating a thing of lipstick, and the mum was almost looking at me, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Not my fucking problem. Do you know what I mean? I was like, I am not fucking arse. Like, I was like, what? I fully was. Like, I was like, what? Does it want another? What? Like, what do you want?
You can just imagine that happening. Yeah, what?
The mum was looking at me as if, like, oh shit. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Absolutely what? Like,
cheaper.
Yeah. Mm. But I will say, dads were always a bit like, oh shit. Like, if the kid fell, like, I remember a few times they'd get up on the chair and the kid would fall and they'd be crying, the dad would almost be looking at you like, oh, bollocks, sorry.
Yeah.
You know, like, where they'd be like, I can't believe you let little fucking Jonathan swing around on the chair and you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't actually, it says Smashbox on my t-shirt. Well,
you see, do you know what it is? I think it's probably because I can kind of talk from this perspective. Well, not that Bobby can fucking move,
can swing around on the chairs.
Yeah, but like,
can't wait to bring him into boots.
But it's probably a bit of mammy guilt, and they're just looking for somebody else to blame.
Yeah, I feel you.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. But like, fuck that shit, I'm not arsed. Like, like, just like, kids in particular in retail are just the fucking worst. Like,
yeah. And then they go apeshit. They go running around the place, fucking smacking into shelves and everything. Just keep your child.
They're what? They'll open things, they'll touch things, they'll rub things. Like, it is just, and I get it, like, kids are fucking, they're wild cards, aren't they? Like, they are really wild cards.
Will we continue with your list after the break that has fuck all to do with our
podcast?
We'll be back after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So, there are perks to underemployment. I don't know why it's called underemployment. But yeah, I suppose, like, what they're saying here is, like, you know, they're on their feet. They're not sitting at a desk, you know. If you work in skincare or makeup or something like that, your skin or makeup will look amazing.
Yeah.
There is that kind of perks. And that's what I did, like, not the freedom, but the freedom.
Yeah.
Like, everybody else would be doing 9 to 5 and I'd be like, shit one. That is one thing that I was always like, I always found a fucking gas how many girls that worked on counters and just moaned and complained and complained. And I'd be like, well, this is what you signed up for. And then they'd always go and take a desk job where they'd get paid less and would work 9 to 5, and they were like, I just want me weekends back. And I'd be like, but you're getting paid less to do more.
Yeah.
You know, I just always found that gas, and I'd be like, okay, you can pick it up all you want. Like, routine becomes boring after a while.
Yeah.
It's nice that, like, oh yeah, brilliant. Like, but like, I don't know if that was just me, but 9 to 5 kind of scared me.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. It was just always my kind of like thoughts on it.
It's kind of like the grass is always greener, isn't it? Like, I've never had a 9 to 5.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So you're like, I'd love a little 9 to 5. And yeah, like, it is easy in the way that you're kind of, you're working, you're, you know what you're working no matter what. You're literally like, can I do it? Yes. Is it after 5? Absolutely. You know?
Yeah.
Weather is...
Very true.
It's not always the case anywhere else. Like,
yeah.
We've got a few opinions from you guys. So people literally say on St. Stephen's Day, oh God, you should be all at home with your families. Yeah. It's terrible. The shops are opening while you're serving them. The irony.
Up at the fucking till. Yeah, exactly like what we were saying earlier on. Don't support that shit.
Yeah, I've never gone shopping on Stephen's Day.
No.
Ever.
No.
Boycott it, like.
I went... Once I did.
Did you?
Back in the day. My granddad gave me and Adam... We had just moved into our first rental property together. But we didn't have a TV, and my granddad bought us one.
Yeah.
Essentially, just gave us the money for it. So I went down to Power City on, because he gave it to us on Christmas Day. Went down to Power City on Stevenson's Day, because that's when their sale started. But they only have a sale on certain hours on Stevenson's Day, so they actively encourage you to go down in those hours.
Oh.
Well, they did at the time. Yeah. I don't know what it's like now.
Yeah.
But that's the way it was.
Yeah, I feel you.
So that's why I did it, but that's the only time I've ever done it.
Fucking mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I remember one guy said to me in store, she's in a chite that you're not open on Christmas Day.
What?
And I remember I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, sure, we'll give you something to do.
Fuck off.
And I was like, huh? And he was like, you know what? People are waiting for the dinner and stuff like that just for a browse. It'd be grand, wouldn't it?
Oh my God. I was like,
and who would work it?
Yeah.
Who would work that day? That you would like to pop out and see a few things. Because that's how it's gone in America. There
are quite a lot of places, though, that's still open. Like, 24/7 garages.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like, you always feel shy for them.
You do.
And then takeaways quite often open at 5 o'clock.
Do they? Yeah. On Christmas Day?
Yeah.
I know a few Chinese's do.
Yeah. Well, I can kind of get from people who aren't from, like, the same kind of culture, probably wouldn't celebrate Christmas. Do you know what I mean?
Hmm.
You can see why, like, do you know what I mean? If I was working, like, we all work on Eid. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, yeah. It we don't think anything of it. It does not affect us in the least.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we work on Chinese New Year. It's not a thing.
You can kind of get that thing.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
I do. I do actually totally get that. Yeah, yeah. Another one here. People go absolutely crazy around Christmas time, and retail staff are treated horrifically by people during the holidays. People in retail work so hard on Christmas and get treated so badly, and often I would think by people who would normally be that rude to retail staff, but Christmas brings out the worst in people.
Yeah, definitely. And then desperate times as well, when people can't get the shit that they're looking
for. Men.
It's them, like, it is as if they didn't see Christmas coming.
Oh, but no, that's me though.
Just like, oh yeah, I'll get it on Christmas week, it'd be grand.
I'll get it on the 23rd.
Yeah, it'd be grand.
Maybe the 24th.
Yeah.
Let's see how we get on.
I remember one time I went to collect my friend. She came back from Australia for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I was the secret keeper. So I was driving them around, you know, surprising all the relatives.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Adam's sister texted me and she was like, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry to do this to you. But if you are passing Smith's, there was a pair of skates that was ordered, they're paid for and everything, they're just in Smith's, they just need to be collected. And I literally got to the door at like, it was like 6:01.
Yeah.
And they were after closing the sliding door and I was there banging on it. I was like, I'm so sorry to do it. I felt so
bad.
Bad. Yeah. And I was like, look, they're paid for. I don't even have to pay for them. They're there. They're behind the customer service desk. It was just that it was traffic.
Yeah.
And I felt fucking awful. Like, I was kind of going, oh my God, I'm one of them people. And this isn't even my kid. I'm just doing a favour for someone. Like,
it was
fucking horrible.
I remember that when I was in Lush, we used to close at 4 on Christmas Eve. Because town kind of dies a death. It's not like the shopping centres. Yeah. It does die a death.
A lot of places kind of close 4:30 or 5 o'clock.
4:30 or 5, yeah. And I remember we used to close the door, but like it used to be shit because like it was always men running up at the last minute. I'd be like, I can't let you in because by the time you get in, pick out your stuff and process it, somebody it's pushing us back another 15 minutes to get me.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like so shit because it was a clear door, it was a glass door. And they'd always be, and I'd be like, I'm sorry, but I can't.
Yeah.
If I let you in, I have to let the next fucking 6 lads that do it in.
Yeah.
You know, it was always, and like,
it was bad and I always felt so bad out, but I was also like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
And I get it, you run late. I'm last minute fucking Sally all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, I do see it from both sides. I'd be like, yeah. Ah, you bleeding prick, would you just let me in? Like, but yeah. Then in another way, I was just like, no, because it pushes all of us back and I still have to get a bus back home.
Yeah. No, yeah, you can see it from both sides, I suppose. If we were all just a little bit more
organized. If we were all just understood each other a little bit more. I've got another one here. A lot of thoughts on this. First, everybody should work in retail at some stage in their lives to learn manners and how to treat staff.
Absolutely agree.
Mm-hmm. I do agree with that.
Yeah.
I worked
in my shoes kind of thing.
Yeah, welcome out of my shoes. I worked at Mr. Price Xmas Eve a few years back. Security put the shutters down halfway at 6 p.m. to not let anybody else in the queue. It was mental and we were all meant to finish at 6. Anyways, man comes running up, giving out louds that security wouldn't let him in because he had to get a toy for his kid after 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Security had to remind him that us staff had a family to go to home to as well and refused to let him in. Friend worked in Smith's for Xmas season and was working 5 till 11 p.m. after a day in college, then was expected to stay back and clean the shop until 2 a.m, making his own way home and then go to college at 8 a.m. the next day. Basically, I think companies and people are just greedy at this stage and shops shouldn't open as much over Christmas and give staff a break.
Yeah.
I have two different things on this. I have two different thoughts on this.
Yeah, same.
Just from managing people, from being on the end of like asking people to do these shifts and from being on the end of doing the shifts. So when I signed up for a job in retail, I knew what I was signing up for.
Yeah.
That's why I said yes to going full time over Christmas. That's why I said yes to whatever else like that. And that's why I signed a contract that was around the needs of the business.
Mm.
So I don't think
you need to give staff a break.
I feel like if you're taking a if you wrote it in from 5 till 11, tough shit.
Yeah.
You took a contract that has you from 5 till 11.
Mm.
The fact that you're getting up, and that's what I think a lot of the times, because what I find now dealing with teams and the way that I've dealt with teams at a regional level is like, it's just this kind of thing. Like when I was in college, when I was working in the pub and when I was doing whatever, I just fucking said yes to what I could say yes to.
Yeah.
And I didn't ever, I never moaned the fact that like when I worked in the pub, I used to have to work every Christmas Eve and I used to have to work until you fuckers stopped drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
But I knew what I got into.
Mm,
and I knew what I said yes to. Mm. So I don't know why it's like, but I've got college. That's great. Why'd you take a job?
Mm.
You know, I think if there's ways, obviously, you know, swapping shifts, all that other stuff, people don't give a fuck. But you say yes to a job, you know what I mean? And if it's too much for you, then don't do that job.
I know, but it's kind of easy saying that. But if, like I say, I have a nephew.
But I've been on that. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that from the level of I've been on that. And if you don't do that shift, I have to fucking do that shift. Or I, like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's always going to be pressure and it's always a bit shit. We should have more consideration. We should have stricter laws around opening and closings. But as we even said earlier about like, say Chinese New Year's and Eid and stuff like that, some people don't actually mind doing them shifts.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
There are people, yeah, I suppose. I'd be just kind of coming from the perspective that I have a nephew who's in college and he's kind of doing every little job to keep him going and he works in restaurants and he does work quite late.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really have, like, he would have applied for loads of jobs and that's the only one that took him
on. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And he needs money.
Yeah. So. That's 100%. As I said, I'm coming from both sides on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Of having to do it, which is shit, but also I don't understand. It is shit, but it is it.
That's the job.
Like when, yeah. Like that was it. I was only ever allowed one Sunday off a month.
Mm.
Sorry, one Saturday off a month. Like one full weekend off a month. When we went till 11, I worked till 11. When we opened at 8, I was in there at 8. If we opened at 7, I was in there at 7. It was just the way, and it was just the requirements of my job at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, it's a fair point.
And it is shit. Like, sometimes if you sign, not even if somebody's coming to you, and I get it, like, if he was doing every single fucking night that was, like, 5 till 11, that's, like, not great, you know?
Yeah.
And it, obviously, if they're not working with you in the way that you're like, here, I'm a bit fucked at the moment, blah, 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 and they're like, oh, I don't care. But I do see from the side as well of, like, how tough it is to kind of, you know, manage expectations around people that work in retail. And they're like, well, why can't I just do that? And you're like, you can.
Mm.
Just, you know, if they're like, my boss, my boss is, like, my boss or my train or my this or my that. And you're kind of like, okay, then why did you take a job in the place that you are?
Yeah.
You know, I'm always like,
well, I mean, if it's constantly a problem, I think a once off is fine.
Once off is grand.
If it's constantly a problem, it's a then thing where it's like
every Thursday, they're like, is there any chance? And you're kind of like, but why?
Yeah, you should have talked us through.
You should have. But I do totally get it in another way where, like, not everybody has the fucking opportunity to
have the pick with the have the pick of jobs. The job.
Yeah, yeah, to have the pick of the lovely jobs that they want.
Yeah.
Another one here. I work in the cinema, so we don't really get the Christmas rush, but thank God we are still. Don't really get the Christmas rush, thank God, but we were still treated awfully. However, I was in Boots in Dublin the other day at the till beside a woman was screaming at the poor girl behind the counter because they didn't have something in stock, to the point where she was insulting her and calling her names. I actually had to ask myself to stop because I couldn't bear it. When did we get to the point that Christmas is so stressful we can't treat other people like humans?
Oh, well, that's out 100% of the agree girl's with that. Control, like.
Yeah. But that's what people don't get. And I remember I stepped in a good few times with people speaking to others. But that's because I was on the counters, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, like, if I've been in a queue and someone, like, I remember there was one man and he was just giving this girl fucking guff and I was like, excuse me, do not speak to her that way.
Yeah.
I was like, and he was like, what? Who are you and why are you getting involved? He goes, why don't you shut the fuck up and stop getting involved? And I was like, no, I'm sorry, I'm not going to stand here and listen to you speak that way.
Yeah.
I was like, it's fucking disgusting. I was like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah.
And then it gives somebody else to be like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And then everybody else in the queue was like, yeah, you're dead right, yeah.
That's know? True, yeah.
Leave her alone.
Just to put him back in his box, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just gas.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah.
Like, I encourage that.
A situation like that is fairly straightforward. Like, you're not going to be missing the fucking, like, what's going on in the background. You know what I mean? It's fairly, like, just call them out on their shit.
Yeah, just be like, sorry, no.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But then, in the other way, I was in a store the other day and I was helping out one of the teams in there, and there was products left over on our space, and I grabbed the stuff to put them back on the shelf in their space, in the other brand space. And while I was doing that, the girl who worked there, I just hear, excuse me? I just turned around and I was like, yeah. And she was like giving me the signals to like give her the stuff but not saying anything. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
She's like, give them to me. And I was like, okay. And she was like, give them to me. And I was like, fair. So I just handed them over and I go, do you know what? You're very rude.
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck.
I love it.
I was like, I'm only helping you out here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was there, I was like, where does this one go?
Yeah, you were actually doing their fucking job.
Like, I was like,
yeah,
their fucking job. I was like, fuck off, you big fucking sap.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, can't be dealing with that. Like, got another one here. A lot of people have worked in
retail. Yeah, in retail, very...
they feel it. I've worked in retail for the last couple of years, and the abuse that has been hurled at me and other workers is ridiculous. People need to respect that over Christmas period, shops and restaurants are going to be extra busy, and staff are working extra hard. Did I read this out already?
No.
I've been called every name that you could think of, and I think anyone working in retail doesn't get to properly enjoy Christmas until Christmas Day.
They definitely don't.
Yeah, it's I used to see everybody stressful. Else out sessioning, and I'd be like,
That is true, and that's what I hate about, like, retailers working, having to work. Like, it's a buzz working on Christmas Eve. It is a buzz. Everybody's really happy. It's busy. You're fucking buzzing around the place. The shop does be left in tatters.
Yeah, because ripped apart,
it's just
like
it is ripped apart, gaff and it's all just part of it. You get to go home early,
yeah,
stuff like that. But like that, when you do see other people out enjoying themselves, kind of like,
yeah, it's like at the kid at the window being like,
yeah, I know, and then you're literally standing there getting told like, oh no, I need this, and you know, getting
and you're like, God, fuck off.
There are the few Scrooges that are in to fucking ruin your day, like
that are ourselves, like So I do get that. Oh, this is a long one. Gonna send this as a message because the box will be too short. The shopping for Christmas crack is a joke. The amount of money people spend is shameful. A friend of mine works in a credit union and has said that they have tons of people in for £3,000, £4,000, £5,000, £6,000 loans for Christmas. On what fucking planet does one need to spend £3,000 for Christmas? It's approximately 10 days of the year maximum. People have this insane need to have more and more and more all the time. I also think a lot of it to do with it is social media influence and marketing. I see it in my students in work who are teenagers. Some of them took 3 days off school to go Black Friday shopping. Others are getting Gucci runners, Prada handbags, the works, because they've seen this sort of shite on Insta. And I feel this is, and feel that it's a necessity. I work in a relatively disadvantaged area, by the way. These are not well-off kids.
I also think that local business shops are being affected. When you have superstores like Harvey Norman, ASOS, M&S, etc. in a Black Friday sales for the guts of the month, how is a small Irish business supposed to compete with that? As well as that, people become so accustomed to having a discount code that they'll refuse to pay full price. I know you've spoken about this previously and I totally agree. I think it totally reduces the value of the product if it's consistently being discounted.
Yeah.
Sorry for the long rambling message. To wrap it up, I think people have really lost the run of themselves now more than ever, and it honestly cannot continue to go this way. For retail, for the economy, for the environment, for our own bank accounts, something has got to give.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah. And then she also says, also, sorry, last one, people are such wankers to stop working in retail these days. Witnessed a man go off on one at a store assistant in Apple Green because the store assistant told him where he needed to go to get jambons. Literally, the mind boggles and people need to stop being dicks.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I think it is that thing of, you know, we're so short-sighted and all we see is ourselves, especially when you're shopping. So you're like, but I need this now.
Yeah.
You know, and but what do you mean? You're supposed to help me. This is what your job is, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know? So I do see that. And it, like, totally, again, fair. Like, how are small Irish businesses supposed to cope?
I know. It is a lot. Like, it's... I don't know. Christmas has just gotten... And again, it's one of those fucking Americanized things again, isn't it? Like, it's so big.
Yeah.
I would absolutely adore... And we talked about this on... It was Christmas spending.
Yeah.
I would absolutely adore it if it was just, like, a small, meaningful gift.
Meaningful gifts, yeah. A little, just something nice for each other.
Yeah, but I think, like, we tend to as well. And then it's that whole thing of... I would love if people just told me what they wanted.
Yeah.
Because when I have to get something for somebody, I end up overcompensating for the fact that I actually don't know what the fuck to get you, so I'm just going to get you this big thing and I'm going to be left broke. You're going to probably not fucking use this thing. Do you know what I mean? Don't even know if you're going to like it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I would love just a simpler thing. Here, hey, going to be getting you a present. What do you need?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it'd be fucking great. And that's why I love why my family do Chris Kindle and we tell each other what we want.
And it's just done.
It's done.
Who'd you get?
It's fucking great. Got my brother-in-law. Doesn't know what he wants.
Any inklings to who got you?
Who did get me? Oh, he got me. So we got each other.
Oh.
And I told him, oh, sorry, exactly what I want. Same thing as every year. Laura Mercier cream in fresh fig. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yes. Easy or easy.
Yeah. I get it every Christmas.
Yeah. I do think Chris Kindle's a gas crack. Like.
Oh, yeah.
They are a bit hilarious.
I'd love to, like, have, say, with my group of friends, even. Because, like, I don't know who's going to get me a present. I know everybody's going to probably get something for Bobby, which is going to make me feel bad if I don't get them something. Do you know what I mean? If I had a group of friends and we all did a Chris Kindle and we just got, like, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
I'd fucking love that.
Yeah.
But I don't, I have all different circles. Like,
yeah, they're all, like, you've got,
Me and you don't have a mutual friend. Me and Jared don't have a mutual friend.
Yeah.
Me and Sonia don't have Amy. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like.
You just have your one, like, things, people.
Yeah, I have all different kind of branches of different friends. Like,
yeah, I get you. Yeah, I suppose, like.
Word. So if I was to do Chris Kindle, I'd just have to fucking buy his all everything anyway.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was just, it's tough then. It is tough with kind of like deciding who's buying what for people, you know? But I just think, like, fuck it, like, rather buy it myself.
Yeah, I would much rather just text everybody and say, don't get me out, and I'm getting you out.
Yeah, fully.
Thanks, hon. Just right now, Carly.
Not gonna get Jonathan.
Nail that down now.
That's just, we're
not
getting each other anything.
Yeah.
Okay, sick. Just
love it.
Lock that down.
It's coming up to the hour and
fuck off. Places this. To be and things to
Shit.
Do.
Shit, I'm going to see the
Dublin Gospel Choir.
Dublin
Gospel Choir,
and I'm going to a new restaurant. Oh yeah. In Sale. You nearly hope it's going to be shy so you can slate it. Because of the way you're treated.
Because the way I was treated on the... on an email, but we will see. I will let you, I will update you all. We don't know what our next episode will be about. Hopefully we're going to get into more of a jam, into more of a schedule soon.
Yes. Were we talking about we were going to do interviews at one stage?
Yeah, we're going to do interviews or podcasts.
Podcasts.
Will we do podcasts?
We'll do both.
Will we do both? Do we do?
Yeah.
Will we do? Yeah, we do it?
This will bring us up to the first week of January, so we will do both. Send us your opinions on podcasts, yes, and send us your opinions on
interviews.
Interviews also, and our experiences. Job interviews. What interviews have you seen that you cringed at?
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, the Piers Morgan type.
Yeah.
Like, ugh, I can't watch this.
Yeah. And then also, interviews that you've done yourself. Have you ever had shocking experiences? Yeah.
Interview tips.
Any interview tips that you have? Anything, if you do interviews, if you give people interviews, let us know.
Yeah.
I think that'll be a gas one. And then podcasts, how do you feel about them? If you're listening to this one, clearly you like some of them. But yeah. I know some people that listen to this that do not listen to any other ones.
Yeah.
And only do it because purely they're related to us. But
yeah. Oh yeah, sorry. Hey Kim. Hey Lisa.
What's up, guys? Do you think that they inform you? Are you excited with them? Do you feel like some of them could do more? Do you feel like there's too many in the world at the moment? I know there's been points made before where kind of people are putting so little effort into things that it's becoming an oversaturated market, which is hard for people to succeed in. Let us know how you feel about that as well.
Do.
So hit us up on the Instagram at The Unpopular Opinion.
2019.
And we'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon. Bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.